What's the city in Alabama on the go?
Mobile.
Do you know a resort city in the western part of North Carolina? Do you know them? It's up in the mountains.
No.
Starts with an A.
I don't know.
ASHVALE.
Asheville?
Mm-hmm. What's the capital of Tennessee?
Nashville.
Well, I'm sorry, it's not the capital. It's the biggest city in East Tennessee. Starts with a K.
Oh.
University of Tennessee is located there.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, no.
I went to the city on the Georgia line in Tennessee. That was real close to me.
What city?
Mm-hmm. Starting to see in Tennessee. The Chickasha.
Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. The city in Tennessee that we're most familiar with, right up from Ole Miss, is what? On the river there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where's the country music capital?
Nashville.
Mm-hmm. The largest city in Georgia is?
Atlanta.
Biggest seaport in Georgia?
Savannah.
Mm-hmm. The top one?
Yeah.
All right. What's that city that's halfway down in Georgia, midway? Second largest city in Georgia, starting at the end. We have a town in Mississippi with the same name.
Second largest city?
Uh-huh. Georgia. It's halfway down. We got a city in Mississippi right up here near Columbus.
Oh, Columbus. No.
All right, Columbus is one, but it's none. This is bigger than Columbus.
Macon.
Okay. Biggest city in Louisiana.
New Orleans.
The capital of Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
Where are the Reds and the Bengals located? In Ohio. Which city? What kind of Reds and what kind of Bengals?
Cincinnati Reds.
Mm-hmm.
And Cincinnati. And
biggest city in Kentucky.
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. The country near England, not Scotland, but what? Where they're having all the rebellions.
Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Where's Paris?
France.
Moscow.
Russian.
From here to Louisville is about how far?
18 miles.
Okay. If somebody asks you to go with them and you're not sure you want to, you say, I don't know, finish the sentence. You don't really want to go. We ask you to go somewhere, you don't really want to go. You're not sure you do, so you say,
I don't know, I'm not certain.
Okay. If you have a very sick friend and he's not likely to get any better, if somebody asks you how he's coming along, you say, well, it seems, through the sentence. You say,
he's not doing any good.
But what about if he's going to get better? You say, seems like he's not what?
Improving.
If you were asked to go somewhere without your wife, you'd say, I won't go. You want her to go too, see? But
I won't go if she can't go.
Okay. When you could have used help, you might ask her afterwards, why did you sit around? Finish it.
And not affect me?
Okay. Why do you like him? Or if a man is funny and you like him, and you say, I like him, why? Because, or I like him, he finished the sentence. You say, a man is funny and you like him. You say, I like him. Give me your reason, how you would say that, how would you explain
it? Entertaining.
Him?